Gospel of Luke, chapter 12. We will read verses 20 to 32. And so, if you're able, would you please stand for the reading of the gospel? Jesus said to his disciples, and is saying to us today, "Therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat, or about your body, what you will wear. For life is more than food, and the body more than clothes. Consider the ravens. They do not sow or reap. They have no storeroom or barn, yet God feeds them. And how much more valuable you are than birds. Who of you, by worrying, can add a single hour to your life? Since you cannot do this very simple thing, why do you worry about the rest? Consider how the wildflowers grow. They do not labor or spin. Yet I tell you, not even Solomon in all his splendor was dressed like one of these. If that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow is thrown into the fire, how much more will he clothe you, you of little faith? And do not set your heart on what you will eat or drink. Do not worry about it. For the pagan world runs after all such things, and your Father knows that you need them. But seek his kingdom, and these things will be given to you as well. Do not be afraid, little flock, for your Father has been pleased to give you the kingdom." This is the gospel of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Please be seated. Just bow your heads in prayer with me. We thank you, O Lord, for speaking to us all the time through the scriptures, through your word, through others. We ask that may the Holy Spirit move among us. Help us, Lord, to hear what you have to say to us today, so that your word will become for us the light to guide us and to lead us in our life's journey. We thank you, Lord, for your ministering to us at this hour. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Are there any worriers? Anybody like to worry? Yeah? What do you worry about?
Everything?
Yeah? What is your biggest worry? Kids, okay, jobs, work, health, okay, future. Why do we worry? You know, I looked up in the dictionaries, and the definition of worry was something like being anxious about things that are coming up or being anxious about things that we don't know. So I guess that's kind of definition sums it up, right? I think we worry because we tend to feel that if we worry about something, especially bad things, we feel like then it's not going to happen. If I don't think about it or if I don't worry about it, then it's bound to happen. Do some of you feel that way? Or sometimes we worry because we feel like that's a way that we could have control over these things. That if we feel like if we worry about it, at least we're controlling some of it. Maybe not the whole thing, but it feels like we have some control over some of the things that are going on or whatever things that we are worried about. Many of you feel that way? That you feel like you're controlling something if you're worried about it. But we all know that that's sort of like an illusion, right? Because we really don't have control over those things. And so we worry more because we know we don't have the control. In our scripture lesson today, Jesus is trying to convey that there is a tendency that we tend to live our lives where the necessities of life are identified with life itself. You know, we humans, we have this tendency that the things that we need or things that we want, sometimes that gets identified, that gets equated with our life. I mean, we often hear the teenage girl say, "Oh, I'm gonna die if I don't have that," right? And you know, that's kind of the saying that my life is equated to having that thing or not. And it's not just the teenage girls who will do that, but oftentimes we have that tendency to fall into that trap, that we begin to identify our lives with things rather than the purpose or goal of our lives. So things become our goal. So when we are in that mode of identifying our lives, life goal, with things, see, then this is what we start doing. We start evaluating our lives or other people according to what they have or what they don't have. So if you have a huge house, all of a sudden you are more important. If you have a nice big car, then you look a lot more important than the one who doesn't have a good car. If you have a big fat bank account, all of a sudden you feel more important. And so you feel that you could look down upon other people who do not have as much as you do. When we start equating our life goal value with things, then that's what happens. And this is a human tendency. And that's what Jesus is trying to point out to us. As he says, life is more than food, and the body more than clothes. That your life is more than things, and your life is more than just stuff. But we all get into this rat race where the more you have, the more toys you have, the more important you are. And those who mistakenly confuse the necessities of human life with the purpose of life are consumed with worry. So Jesus points out that such worry indicates a lack of trust in God. He says, "You of little faith, why do you worry so much about the food that you're going to be eating or not eating, about the clothes?" Jesus is not saying that food, clothing, those are not important things. No, that's not what he's saying. They are important, of course, for us to continue, because that's what sustains us. But when that becomes our goal, when we become myopic, just focusing on those things, then we lose sight of what our life is all about. Jesus saying, your life is much bigger than stuff, much bigger than the food, much bigger than the house. says, your life, God has created you for much bigger things. And that is to see God's kingdom. And if you see God's kingdom, Jesus is saying, it will be provided. Like, look at the birds of the air. Look at the grass you stand on. Look at the wildflowers. It says nobody is doing anything. They don't have any storehouse to put things away for future, but God feeds them. God takes care of them. And Jesus is saying, how much more God will take care of you because you are so much more important than the grass that is here today and thrown into the fire tomorrow. I think we can learn a thing or two from ear of corn. Now, did you know corns have 16 rows for the most part, and there are about 800 kernels in each ear? Now, just let us imagine that each of us are the kernels in the corn. Okay, so we are one of the 800. Inside these husks, you feel like your world is, that's all your world is. And you are concerned, am I going to get enough nutrients, enough food, enough things for me to grow? Right? So when the kernel inside, if that's all they're worried about, then it's missing out. See, the way God has created it, each of these kernels, they can be the right full kernel only when they have the silk come out of the husks. So if you really open it up and really look at it, did you know all these silks, each strand is connected to each of these kernels. And so when the kernel does not have the silk coming up out of the husks so that it can be fertilized from the flower above, then it will not be fertilized. And sometimes when you open it up, you see that there's a missing tooth. That's why you get a missing tooth, because the silk was not fertilized, or maybe the silk was too short, or maybe the silk wasn't there. I kind of imagine that these little kernels are us. And whenever we see God's kingdom, whenever we look upwards, whenever we try to connect with God, whenever we think about God, whenever we live our lives, live the moment to show Jesus to others, whenever we help others, whenever we do what Jesus says, Jesus tells us to do, it's like the silk is growing little bit longer. Little longer. And each day as we do it, the silk grows longer and longer, finally out of the husks, so that it is there for God to fertilize us. And when we fertilize, then within 2 to 3 days, the corn kernel starts to grow. When Jesus said, see God's kingdom, I think what Jesus meant was, you know, don't think that your world inside the husk is, that's all there is. No, there is bigger world out there. And so, see God's kingdom. Think of a God. Try to live in the way God has showed us. Try to live in the way that I have come to offer you. And grow your silk. Let it grow higher, taller, and outside of your husk, so that it can be fertilized with God's love. And then, see, you get the corn that is plump and ripe, that not only you are blessed, but through you, others are blessed. So, what is one thing that you would like to do during this coming week? One thing that will help you to see God's kingdom and make your silk grow a little longer, higher, outside of this little world of ours that is enclosed in husks, so that we can experience God's blessing, and that will help our lives to grow plump and good, and also our world grow plump and good. What is one thing? I'd like you to think about it. What's one thing that you would like to do this coming week to grow your silk? Anybody like to share?
Worry a little less.
Okay. So instead of worrying a little less, what would you do? Pray more. Okay. That's a great way to grow your silk. Anyone else? One thing that you would like to do this coming week, so that your silk grows a little more.
I can quiet my mind just every morning a little bit.
Sure, quiet your mind every morning. Okay, yeah, that's a sure way to make your silk grow longer. Yes, Tom?
Find a way to help someone.
Find a way to help someone, okay. Yep, do you have anyone in mind?
Yes.
Yes, okay. Good. So I will check back with you the following next week how it went. Great. Anyone else? One thing that you would like to do?
Share the gospel with someone.
Share gospel with someone, yes. Yeah. Anyone else? Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. That's a good way. How about you, Jennifer?
Just to realize that God's, got it all in control.
Yes.
So we don't have to worry.
Yeah. Okay.
Let go more.
Okay. Let go more and remind ourselves God is the one in control. Yes, that's great. That's great. God, Jesus said, seek God's kingdom, and everything, all will be given to us. And it just takes little effort from us every day, every week, so that our silk will continue to grow out of our little cocoon, our little husk, into God's big wide world, so that we can be blessed, and also we can be a source of blessing to others. I pray that all of us will intentionally to live our lives to grow our silk so that we can connect with God and be blessed and be a source of blessing. Amen.